Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, ma'am, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
And what opinion is that?
It's mostly about elections, ma'am. For example, my first question is, do you or any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
All right, ma'am, and with which political party are you registered with? Hello?
Republican.
Oh, okay. And as you're aware, ma'am, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, ma'am, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote?
We are voting.
Did you say definitely or very likely?
Definitely.
Okay, ma'am. Let me go ahead and get these responses only on you, ma'am. So what would you say is your age? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Oh, okay. So I'm young. And moving on, ma'am, moving on. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
They're going in the right direction.
Oh, okay. And moving on, ma'am, from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? For example, affordability, issues like inflation, insurance, housing costs, economic issues like taxes and government spending, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, any of those that stand out most to you?
Crime and illegal immigration.
Crime and illegal immigration, no problem, ma'am. And moving on, we would like to know as well is, I will give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with it. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you've never heard of them, you can tell me as well. For example, Keith Farmer, ma'am. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Keith Farmer?
Never heard of him.
All right. What about Nan Cobb? Did you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Nan Cobb?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Mark Jordan? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Mark Jordan?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat, ma'am?
Somewhat.
What about Anthony Sabatini? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Anthony Sabatini?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat, ma'am?
Very.
What about David Jordan? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards David Jordan?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about Ron DeSantis? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Addie Owens, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Addie Owens?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat, ma'am?
Very.
What about Carrie Baker? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Carrie Baker?
Yes. Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
All right. And moving on, ma'am, Mike Levine, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Mike Levine?
Never heard of him.
Okay. What about Donald Trump? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat, ma'am?
Very.
All right. Moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. If the Republican primary election for Florida State House and were on Tuesday, August 20th, if it were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Addie Owens, Nan Cobb, Keith Farner, or Mike Levine?
Addie Owens.
Okay. Moving on quickly, would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Addie Owens?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And moving on, ma'am, from the same list of candidates, who would be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Would you say Nan Cobb, Keith Farner or Mike Levine?
Second choice?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say Nan Cobb.
Okay. Moving on, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed much.
All right. And generally speaking, ma'am, which comes closest to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together in things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or bipartisanship is a good thing when Republicans and Democrats come together. There is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Which comes closest to your opinion, first or second? The first or second statement, ma'am?
Oh, we just want clean house. I guess the second one.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? For example, I'm voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proved that he is too old and not capable of being president. Joe Biden's debate performance proves that what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Which opinion comes closest to yours? First, second, or third statement, ma'am?
Not the third. I ain't putting him on trial. Of course, I'm saying
the third.
He's really not capable of running the country. What one was that one? The first or second one?
Okay, ma'am, keep in mind that this survey is mostly to you. I really want your opinion. But, yes, I was asking you which one comes closest to your view, the first, second, or third?
You'll have to repeat them.
All right. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? The first one is, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, I'm voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proved that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or the third one, which says, Joe Biden's debate performance proved what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. And after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. So which comes closest to your view, the first, second, or third?
Second.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am, as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Carrie Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Carrie Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? For example, the first one says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Carrie Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Or this one that says, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal a property appraiser's position from Carrie Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Which comes closest to her opinion, the first or second statement, ma'am?
Second.
Second. Moving on quickly. Thank you for your responses, ma'am. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would that make you more or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House, or would it make no difference? For example, the first one says, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years, I'm sorry, does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
More.
Somewhat more or much more, ma'am?
Much more.
What about this one? A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Less. Very less.
Much less. Okay, ma'am. What about this one, ma'am? A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
More.
Much more or somewhat more likely, ma'am?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. What about this one, ma'am? A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Less.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
What about a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican? Does that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
What about a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant? Would that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Less.
Or did you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. What about a candidate who supports increase in property taxes by billions of dollars? Would that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Less likely.
All right. Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
We're almost done, ma'am. Moving on quickly. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders, does that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
He's endorsed by Peyton Grinnell?
Mm-hmm. It says here, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders. Mm-hmm. Does that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
More likely.
All right. Would you say somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
What about a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased? Does that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress, does that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
More likely.
All right. Much more? Much more?
Much more.
Okay.
Much
more. No problem, man. No problem. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent, does that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
What about a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants? Does that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
What about a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums? Does this make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right, moving on quickly, ma'am, and we're almost done. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote. Does that make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
More than likely.
More likely? Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
All right. And the last one for this section says a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government. Does this make you more or less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Less likely.
Less likely? Would you say much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
All right, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Thank you for your responses. I just want to ask you some short demographic questions before we end up these classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, do you consider yourself liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
All right. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
From college.
Great, ma'am. And moving on quickly, do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Would you say strongly pro-life or somewhat pro-life?
strongly.
All right. And that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.